And finally this morning, a bizarre story out of South Africa. If you raise wine-making grapes for a living, you know that there's a lot that can go wrong when you're trying to raise grapes. But in South Africa, the Western Cape farmers there are having an ever-increasing threat from marauding baboons. The BBC's Jack Izzard has been following the story and is here to explain. Baboons versus the grapes?
Good morning, John. Well, yes, they are going ape for grapes. We're talking about the Western Cape. I had to do it, sorry. The Western Cape province of South Africa. It's a beautiful part of the world, lush green valleys. These baboons have been living there for millennia. Trouble is, last few centuries, people have been planting vineyards there. And these apes normally live on pretty dry flowers, leaves from the local mountains. And they've discovered these vineyards full of lush, juicy grapes. They are invading and helping themselves to the grapes, much to the ire, as you say, of the farmers there. No, they're not happy at all.
Any countermeasures?
Well, they're talking about building fences. They're talking about shooting or trapping these apes. So the gloves are off, if you like, because the farmers say these baboons are just stealing too many grapes. They're wasting an awful lot of grapes. But the bottom line is, as the vineyards are encroaching ever further on the apes' natural habitat, the apes are running out of their natural habitats. They're being forced into the vineyards. Another big problem this year, it's summertime in South Africa right now. There's been a lot of brush fires that's destroyed a lot of the natural vegetation, driving the apes lower down the slopes into wine country. So it's man versus monkey.
And as you point out, Jack, they may very well like the taste of what they've just discovered, but this is really because of civilization encroaching on their habitats.
Well, there is that side to it. The other side, of course, is the animals are getting a bit of a taste for grapes, and it appears they like the good stuff. Apparently, they prefer the good stuff. They're none of that Merlot for them. They like the Cabernet Sauvignon. They like the Pinot Noir. So they're already becoming wine connoisseurs.
Well, BBC's Jack Izzard following this story. You know, I Googled online baboon repellent, and nothing came up. Jack Izzard's story of baboons versus the grapes in the Western Cape of South Africa.
And John. Those are just some of the tipsy stories we're watching this morning.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.